702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock, the consensus, Adam, around the world is that the leader of Syria is not particularly the nicest of guys, right? But my goodness, even he would not be expected to do this.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? That given the earthquake and the devastation, a second night of searching for rescue teams, a death toll now heading towards 8,000, and frankly, that's with a lot of people injured and missing still. And yet the Syrian government has bombed an opposition-held part of Syria in the aftermath of the earthquake, specifically the town of Mareya, as reported by UK defence officials. They say that President Bashar al-Assad launched, quote, a truly callous and heinous attack on Mareya, which is in northwestern Syria and an area absolutely affected by the earthquake. I know. Wow. The UK Foreign Secretary James Cleverly criticised the Assad regime for the completely unacceptable act. It goes beyond that, doesn't it? My mind is just baffled about how the leader of a country could do that, even if he thinks that they are insurgents or terrorists or whatever. The fact is that there are a lot of refugee camps in that area, and he dropped bombs in the middle of them.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I mentioned yesterday that even the Israelis, who technically are at war with Syria, were offering aid. This is quite an extraordinary atrocity as far as I'm concerned. All right, talk to me, Adam. Let's go to Ecuador now. A political murder. What, it's the second in as many weeks?
Yeah, there's something in the air, and they're a bit worried about it, as you can imagine. First off, a candidate for mayor in Ecuador has been murdered. It was just hours before the polls opened, before people went to the ballot box, and he won the election. Omar Menendez was shot dead by gunmen in a campaign room just ahead of the ballot boxes being opened. A teenager was also killed in that same attack. And then when the results came in, he was elected mayor of Puerto Lopez, so he'll be mayor from beyond. Well, actually, they think that a fellow member of his party will have to step in. Ecuadorian police are investigating the possible motive. But as you say, Bongani, 2 weeks ago, another mayoral candidate was shot dead in the town of Salinas, again, just ahead of an election. There are increasingly active drugs gangs, particularly around the Andes in Ecuador. It's a part of the world where people can melt away into the countryside and cross borders at will. Nobody really polices the borders across the Andes. But political assassinations, that's a new level, and that's what's got people worried.
The worst chat-up line. Let's hear it.
Yeah, a couple of your ex-girlfriends have been in touch. No, you're all right. You're in the clear. This has gone viral on Twitter. I'm sure we all have our own terrible chat-up lines that we've either used or heard. This is from a dating app message. So it's slightly different in the sense that it's written down. It's a woman called Lauren looking for love, and a bloke called Aaron responds. All this, I believe, in America.
Yeah.
Aaron responds to her. Hi, Lauren. Looking good in your pics. Okay, so far, so okay. He knows from her dating profile that she's a mum. He doesn't waste any time with his message. Would you be willing to put your children up for adoption? I want to date someone without kids, so I'm looking for someone who's willing to free themselves of their current kids. Kiss, kiss. Yeah,
what?
The kisses certainly swung it for him. Love did not exactly, but telling a prospective girlfriend you haven't even met, dump your children and I might go out with you. Wow. Yeah. Next level.
That is so not where I thought the story was going. I thought he was trying to say, would you be willing to put them up for adoption, as in he's now going to step in into that role, which I thought, okay, too soon. Well, that's far worse. That's far worse. What he actually meant was far worse. My goodness. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's World View.